Kimya Dawson is a quirky lo-fi folk singer, and Aesop Rock is a dexterous and dense rapper. The two have collaborated before, but they now have their first full-length album. They're called The Uncluded, and KRCU's Jason Brown has this review of Hokey Fright.
So Kimya Dawson sounds like this.
My mom was a lunch lady when I was in elementary school. She was outside during recess. She had a whistle and I thought that that was cool.
And Aesop Rock sounds like this.
I could take my finger off, old dog, old trick, new twist. Like actually take the finger off, wrap it in a blanket as he would a severed horse head. Mail it to a friend you want to pinky swear more with.
The pairing makes sense because these two artists have a conversational wisdom in their work. There's a positivity to what they do, despite the heaviness of topics such as death, and not just the concept of death, but specific and personal examples involving someone one's own age.
The snowball's chances are fantastic, with elemental from my past, hell-bent on escalating fast. There are days I couldn't fight my way out of a wet paper bag, even if I had it with scissor hands.
Fired it with scissor hands, hands, and with little pots and a pentagrams, like say hello to my little friends.
Kimya Dawson, who you might know from the Moldy Peaches, a band you really might know from the movie Juno, has a way of putting things bluntly. She has this special ability to say things that are so simple, but end up being exactly what you need to hear.
I spun and I stood and I looked back at the good and I remembered seeing ghosts and I remembered being tiny. I remembered always hiding, only flashlights lighting, had to pee when you found the best spot, bad timing.
Aesop Rock, on the other hand, has a vocabulary that veers into the abstract. He plays with words in ways that are invigorating and squeezes out every syllable until his verses are just so. His voice is as much a percussion instrument as it is a delivery mechanism for language.
Five in a dam with a TV on 10, 229 meeting in a city beyond them. Married to a marathon of bad cable access times while the Gravitron X is wine. Tony had a hide for the club where the toes of the tigers arrive in a rut. Runs house flies in a ripening husk, each unwound one to a life to instruct on his own, yet wove a knife in a gut so a holds up knight was a fiber to clutch.
And it's this contrast that makes Hokey Fright such a treat. Their differences are literally established on the opening track when their vocals are doubled up and they speak in antonyms against each other to express the same idea.
I'm spinning in fast motion like a motorcycle inside of a cage sphere of death when it's about to shred. I'm spinning in fast motion like a motorcycle inside of a cage sphere of death when it's about to shred.
If this is your introduction to Kimya Dawson, you'd likely not be surprised to learn that she has written music for children. That's not to say this music is childish, and it's certainly not intended for children, but there's something about the way it embraces people and the details of people's lives. It's celebratory of creativity and expression in the exact way I recall the children's programs of PBS.
And my dad worked at the laundromat, which was really cool to me. I'd get to open up the washing machines and clean them out and collect the money, and I'd open the soap dispenser and put new little...
It's in that sense, this album is like the ultimate sonic comfort food. The do-it-yourself aesthetic and straight talk doesn't make the hyperbolic promise that anything is possible, but that something is, and that's plenty.
And I'd say, hi, excuse me, but do you mind if I shine the glass while your clothes dry? Yeah,
my whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle.
Our reviewer is Jason Brown, host of KRCU's music program, The Elliot Potter Show, which you can hear Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. You can hear this review again and listen to more music on our website at krcu.org.